T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Lane Bajardi, and here are today's top local stories. The calls for Governor Andrew Cuomo to step aside continue to come in following the report of the independent investigators probing charges of sexual harassment, finding the governor's office was a hostile work environment for women. Cuomo has made it clear he has no intention of doing that, instead releasing a pre-recorded video message claiming his innocence. Nearly all top Democratic elected officials in New York have now called for him to resign. Same for President Biden and the governors of New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. Today, some of his accusers are speaking out. On NBC's Today show, Charlotte Bennett said Cuomo is not living in reality and must be removed if he will not go on his own.
We should impeach the governor because he clearly cannot accept responsibility for any of his behavior.
Mayor de Blasio says it shouldn't take that long to make a change.
He really should be doing it today out of respect for the 11 women he wronged and all the families out there from the nursing homes who lost their loved ones. He should just have the decency to do one thing where he thinks about other people rather than himself.
The mayor appearing this morning on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Protesters are expected outside the governor's Manhattan office, where they will rally for his resignation today. The Marist Institute of Public Opinion out with a snap poll of New Yorkers following the attorney general's findings. The pollsters in Poughkeepsie say 59% of New Yorkers now say they want Cuomo to resign, and the same number said he should be impeached if he does not resign. Only 12% say he should be reelected. The associate warden of the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, now accused of shooting and killing her husband. 44-year-old Antonia Ashford is charged with murder and weapons possession after police in Jackson Township, New Jersey, found her husband, Roderick Ashford, dead in their home Monday morning. It's the latest scandal for the Federal Bureau of Prisons, which is under fire for horrible conditions at the lockup where Ghislaine Maxwell is being held ahead of her sex trafficking trial. Well, the countdown is on to the first day of school with a focus on getting students back into classrooms in the safest environment possible. Joining us now on the 1010 Winds Newsline to discuss their efforts to do just that, we welcome New York City Schools Chancellor Misha Ross Porter and City Health Commissioner Dr. Dave Choksi. Welcome to you both. Madam Chancellor, let me begin with you. Tell us about the effort to get as many eligible school kids fully vaccinated by the start of the year and why this week in particular is so crucial to that goal.
Well, good morning. Good morning to everyone. And we're really excited to get young people back in school. Said over and over again how important it is for in-person learning, and there's no replacement for that. So this week is important because this week, August 9th, is the last day to get your first dose to be fully vaccinated prior to the first day of school. It isn't your last opportunity to get vaccinated, but for our families, we really, really, really want to push them to get vaccinated this week so that our students, that our babies come back fully vaccinated and ready to go.
And August 9th seems to be a key date here because September 13th is when things really get underway. Is that what you're shooting for?
Yep. September 13th is the first day of school.
So August 9th is the time to get that first shot by that time, so you get the second shot by the time you get into school. How is the school system working to make it easier now for kids to get their shots?
Yeah, so we are, working very closely with Dr. Choksi and his team. We are having pop-up vaccine sites that are summarizing locations. We're making sure we're making phone calls to families to see if they'd like us to come to their homes and give the vaccines. We're also partnering with our PTAs to have ask them to host vaccination events and offering them $100 for every person they refer for the first dose. And so we just know that this is important, and this is a critical step that last year when we were thinking about going back to school, we didn't even have. And so this is a game changer.
Dr. Choksi, the city is supporting this effort with a campaign encouraging the student vaccination. Tell us about that.
We certainly are, because this is an all hands on deck moment, as you heard from the chancellor. This is so important to keep our schools safe and our students healthy over the course of the school year. We're supporting this in every possible way that we can, working on those mobile vaccination options that the chancellor mentioned, and also working with pediatricians, because we know so many parents visit their pediatrician before their child goes back to school. It's really important that pediatricians talk to parents and young people about the COVID-19 vaccines, but also all of the other routine immunizations to make sure that our students come back healthy and ready to learn.
What do you say to parents who have been willing to get the vaccine themselves as adults, but are hesitant to inject this new mRNA technology into developing kids as young as 12?
Well, I do understand it, and that's why it is important for parents to get their questions answered about the vaccines. But what we can say is that the vaccines are not just highly effective, but they are safe. We know this because they've been administered in now millions of adolescents across the United States, about 250,000 just in New York City alone. And they have been very well tolerated, generally mild side effects, if any. And most importantly, they give such an important layer of protection for young people. So I encourage parents, you know, we all, as a father myself, I know we all want the best for our kids, and we will go to every length to ensure their safety. But we have to think about the vaccine as part of how we are going to keep them safe. So get your questions answered, particularly by a pediatrician or another doctor whom you trust. But I can say unequivocally that this is the right choice for so many parents.
Chancellor Ross Porter, as you look forward to the new school year, what's your sense of just how many teachers and school supportive people are going to be vaccinated going into the new school year?
Well, we're excited right now that over 60% of our staff is vaccinated. And that is just based on the numbers of those who live and got vaccinated in New York City. And so we're looking forward to get more information from our staff members who may have gotten vaccinated outside of the city and other places that they live. And again, we're working to make sure that we make vaccine information and access accessible to our faculty members as well.
Thank you very much for joining us. To City Health Commissioner Dr. Dave Choksi and City Schools Chancellor Misha Ross Porter, thanks for joining us on 1010 Winds.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.